This is the Crystal Firelight Hour. And I am Harrison Roy Hutchkin, mystic, psychic, spiritualist, minister of astrophysics ecclesia. Welcome. For the next hour, we wish you to sit back and relax. And let us take you into the higher states of consciousness. Take you into the higher realities of your life and being. To the teachings of the blessed masters of light, the beloved teachers that have come to our planet from the higher being to bring us the Word of God. We wish to bring you into the state of your own Christ consciousness and God's self. So relax and join with us in devotion next hour.
Blessings of light to the light workers and children of light. Today our discourse is going to be on the prosperity of abundance life. Abundant with that, the masters of light have always told mankind was theirs. This abundance of life and prosperity is the law of circulation. And the masters, as Jesus said, come to reveal this more abundant life to the sons and daughters of God. But before we start our discourse today, let's stop a moment and center in our consciousness and invoke the great and holy spirit into our lives. Dear Mother, Father, God, Christ, holy and precious spirit, and the ascended masters of light, we come to you this day. We come humble before you as your sons and daughters, seeing the upliftment of your love, truth, and wisdom within us. O great and holy Spirit, descend, and manifest in each and every child of light. Help them in their life, that they may become closer to thee. Let that Holy Spirit reign in their hearts as that threefold flame of love, truth, and wisdom burns there. And we ask thee, Father, Mother, God, through Christ's holy and precious Spirit, to increase the life of this station we are broadcasting from, Candy Radio, here in Honolulu. We ask that its radiation be increased. We ask that this message of light reach the hearts of the children of light and heal them from their illusion of death, disease, and suffering. We ask that their awareness be brought into that of their eternal being as sons and daughters of the One, the Nameless One without a second, Mother, Father, God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christ in Trinity. We ask that this radiation of light touch those great officials of our state and of our country to help them guide us towards a more godly government, to bring to the people the heaven on earth that has been promised so long by the masters of light. And we ask that all the children be taken care of, dear Father, Mother, God, and uplifted in the light, and healed from the illusions of the mass consciousness, that they may find the true reality as their sonship, daughtership to the One awakens within them. Let the sick be healed. Let the lame walk and the blind to see. We ask this all in Christ's holy and precious name, and in the power of the Holy and Great Spirit that descends from the very heart of God. Blessings of light. In our law of prosperity, in a prosperous life, many think first of the monetary effects of this law. But it is much, much more than that. For God meant each of his children, his sons and daughters, to have the prosperity and happiness and the abundance of all good things. There was a basic law of life that all the masters taught. This basic law was desire fulfills itself. When one holds within their consciousness a desire and is filled with the great and holy spirit and calls upon these great masters of life for their wisdom and encouragement, upliftment, and support. They pull upon the strongest power in the universe, the power of 10,000 times 10,000 suns. Each of the masters knew this well. The desire they fulfilled within each one of them was their oneness with God. And what is this God that we all talk about? All the religions of the world have been telling of it for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. This God is all you see and all you don't see. All that is, was, and always will be. Changing, ever-changing, but never-changing. An omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscience, omnipotent force radiating to our planet. But we have been given a unique experience as consciousness, our own individual will, our own freedom of choice as sons and daughters of God. As we claim this oneness, this sonship and this daughtership, and desire to fulfill it, we are supported at these higher states of consciousness, which are facets of our own beingness as we accelerate towards our God self. Desire, fulfilling itself, has always been upon the planet. By attuning yourself to this level of consciousness, your goals are already manifest. They're already manifest in the universe, just waiting for your acceptance. One thing we must always remember in our consciousness when working with these higher laws of consciousness, desire fulfilling itself, the law of prosperity, the law of identity, identifying with the Christ, or the Buddha, or Krishna, or Kuan Yin, or El Moria, Master Helion, Master Kathumi, all the ascended masters in all of their teachings. As we attune to them, we must always realize that our dominating thoughts mold and shape our consciousness, and our states of consciousness determine our prosperity in life. This prosperity is the law of circulation. When you are prosperous in health, health is flowing through you like a river. It flows endlessly. It's natural for health and wealth and happiness to flow through the children of God. But sometimes we lose this awareness of our son and daughtership, and we stop this flowing river of prosperity in us. We do it by our thoughts, our feelings. Sometimes it's simply a pretense to get out of facing a situation. sometimes we pretend because we don't want to go to work that day, or we don't want to be involved in going and seeing a certain person. So we ingest, or in illusion, we create an image that, oh, we are sick, or we do not have enough of this or that to participate in the particular situations and experiences in life we want to live in. And by this pretense, it programs our inner states of consciousness, there laying in our subconscious mind a block that says we are sick, very subtly within us, and every time we give this energy, it increases. We must release these and cleanse these blocks in our inner states of consciousness by drawing into us the thoughts and the feelings that were projected by those great ascended masters of light and those that are ascending upon the planet. Listening to words of God and refreshing our consciousness daily in the oneness of our reality as children of God, we can cleanse away these blocks in consciousness that cause our conditioned and defensive reactions. Oh, how many times have we gone to a friend's house and acted a certain way and gone home and said, why did I act that way? I knew better. I had no reason really to move into that state of consciousness. But we fall to our own conditioned reactions. Remember, the greater the thought, the more that it is kept in mind, the more monopoly of consciousness this thought gains. So we must take and make the monopoly of our consciousness, the dominating thoughts and feelings of our consciousness, that one ship, that all beingness with God. Your dominating thoughts mold and shape your consciousness. Your feelings, your dominating feelings mold and shape your consciousness. And your states of consciousness determine your prosperity in life. Sometimes we stop the prosperity of happiness, for we attune to the negative views of others. How many times have you sought acceptance outside of yourself and God? Gone to a friend with open consciousness, all excited about something you wanted to bring into manifestation, something you wish to flow through your river of prosperity and circulation in life, and seeking to help you. They stand there before you, giving all the things that could go wrong or negative with this. Oh, cast this clean it from your mind. Seek not outside of yourself. Go within yourself and claim your sonship, daughtership with God. There become one, and God will fulfill your every need in prosperity. Every need of your body, soul, mind, and spirit. Positive speaking, positive mental attitude, positive attitude in your emotional body is very important to keep your consciousness in this flow of life and prosperity. We all seek success, but do we really know what success is? A standard work dictionary tells us that success means a favorable termination of a venture. A favorable termination of a venture. Your success in life depends on this favorable termination of any venture you take on in your life. If you seek to have the prosperity of health, if you stop short of that favorable termination by saying things, I am sick, I am weak, using the negative terms of consciousness, you stop this flow that takes you to the ultimate reality of your success in this venture. And when you stop that flow, you stop the prosperity in that flow. When you deny your sonship or daughtership, you fall to separation. And as the Christians define separation, this is sin. Anything that you do to separate yourself from God, the oneness of all things, is a sin. And these sins can be easily erased from your consciousness by accepting God through that master of light that you follow. For he is a doorway to that oneness, that sonship, that realization of yourself as a child of God, the Mother, Father, God, the manifest unmanifested. This separation is an illusion. It is not reality. It is not the truth. It is not love, and it's not wisdom. Reunite yourself daily. Affirm daily your oneness with God. All separation lets us fall to the illusion that we are not good enough. We are not high enough. We are not pure enough. But this is all illusion cast in the mind by erroneous thoughts and thinking. Remember, the dominating thoughts mold and shape your life and your consciousness. Your feelings mold and shape this consciousness. Persist till you succeed. The course we teach in Astrophysics Ecclesia, we teach the art of affirmation. And one of our affirmations is, I will persist till I succeed. I will persist till I succeed. Understanding full well the teachings of the masters that success is a favorable termination of your ventures. When you affirm, I am one with the Father, as Jesus did, as you affirm your sonship, your daughtership with God, you must also realize this. Believe that you can realize anything that your mind can conceive. Within your consciousness, as you bring this belief into reality, this realization that anything your mind can conceive forms upon the filament of the mind. First, we have to transcend those programmings of lesser consciousness and find the reality of this inner life and world through our meditative awareness. We must get a clear understanding in our consciousness of what the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious layers of our mind are. This understanding is very simple. We are not trying to make you complex or diverse, but the masters have always taught you to become unified and simple. Unified and simple. Unified and simple in life, not diverse and complex. It is so simple that conscious mind is that awareness. From the awakening of one's awareness in the morning until they return to the sleep state at night. The subconscious mind is like a computer in your awareness, that there your habit patterns, your conditioned reactions, defensive reactions play. But the superconscious mind is a blending of this conscious and subconscious mind. It's a blending when you consciously take control of your habits, your conditioned reactions, your defensive reactions, where you are aware totally, consciously, where you can maintain an objective awareness. An objectivity will lead you to your heart, and your heart will open the doors of your intuitional awareness into the great banks of knowledge that you possess. Each and every one of you possess. There are no secrets in the universe, and when you open to yourself, within yourself, and open to God, all is revealed. You use the one mind, God's mind. By association, you draw upon this energy. You hold in your subconscious mind a correlation of your attachments to that mind. You hold in your subconscious mind the awareness of your habit patterns, those experiences that you've gone through, both in your outer, tangible, physical world and those of your imagination. Oh, purify that imagination. It's one of the most powerful tools to see within these higher realms of consciousness. All there are blocks that have been placed by people saying, oh, that's only your imagination. But wipe that away from your consciousness. Take conscious control of your subconscious mind. And don't be limited by the old parental law, the law of your parents. Realize the expansion of consciousness nowadays. The parent, seeking to give you the best of their life, did just that. But many suffered in ignorance of the true reality of their sonship and daughtership. You can claim this and clear this awareness and send love to your mother and father of the earth, as well as your mother and father of the sky or the higher realities. Attune and have this bridge of light and feel this at oneness. Always remind yourself, take action where action counts. Always have a purpose to everything you do in life. To meander through life without a purpose is to waste God's most precious gift, the opportunity for the sons and daughters of God to attune to first their individual conscious manifestations and then to their divine unity, their at oneness with all things. First things first should always be your call words in consciousness. And I must do what I have to do to reach this state. Don't let others detract you from the path. Do not let mass consciousness keep you wound in negative thoughts. Look for the good things in life. Everything has a positive and perfect use and purpose on this planet. Everything is perfect. Above the stage of the heart, when you move into the mastery of the Christ Self within, that God ideal, that God end result of humanity, that ultimate reality of man in his oneness as a son or woman as her daughter of God, here we realize that by taking that action here and now, by bringing ourselves into that oneness of now, and not getting caught in the past or off in the future where we have no power, we realize our power of here and now. As we center ourselves in action where action counts and first things first, and doing what is necessary to make this transition, this conversion, this upliftment in consciousness. God, the masters of light, the great archangels, the creative principles of the Godhead, the great and Holy Spirit, come to sing and herald you into this reality. Oh, I remember one time as I was praying very strongly, asking for the reality of Christ within my heart. Oh, I cried and I begged Christ to come in for hours. It was about 5 hours to be exact. And as I was there in that prayer, immersed in that consciousness, oh, I was looking to hear the herald of angels and the sounding of trumpets and the glorious vibrations of heaven opening to me. I realized that God comes as a silent being within us. He fills us with His omnipotent omnipresence. His love flows within us. Oh, do not suffer from the illusion of past teachings that would move you into states of consciousness that are non-reality. Move into the reality of yourself. It is better to go alone into the closet, as Jesus said, alone and go on to the Father, than it is to shout and yell to the Father in public, singing praises. Sing those praises in your heart constantly. Keep your attunement and its oneness. If you have a plan in life, a goal that you wish to maintain, to bring this prosperity flow of the abundance of all good things in your life, write it down. Write this goal down in detail. Write this plan of life down in detail. Read it regularly. Read it over and over again, and affirm your oneness with God. And then let God take in this plan and bring it into manifestation in your life. So many times we make these plans and these goals in life without really letting go of them. We hold them and reiterate them over and over again. We change them until we finally, like the man praying, saying, "Dear Father, I need an automobile to take me back and forth to work." And then the next day he prays, "Well, let's make that automobile a nice Cadillac." And then the next day he says, "Well, I don't deserve a Cadillac, make it a Chevy." And then by the fourth or fifth day he's there, "Well, I accept anything." And then the inner state of his consciousness starts playing and saying, "Well, I really don't want an old car that will fall apart, and then maybe that's what I'll get." And the next thing you know, this dream of something beautiful, a gift from the Father coming to his child, is distorted and lost lower states of consciousness. Always take this plan, this goal that you write in detail, to your highest reality, the highest that's in you, the best that's in you. See, you must start on the path. And that start, that first step, is accepting the good in you, the best you are, and working from this point of consciousness. And then reaching upwards in your awareness and your consciousness towards God, seeking out a master of life, a master that can lead you on the path to your own teacher within, your own God self within, your own Christ consciousness, your own ideal creation. And when you touch upon that, you start seeing it everywhere. Set your foot upon this path, and it will appear everywhere. As you walk down the street, you'll look into the eyes of your brothers and sisters. No matter
what race, color, creed, or nationality they are, they're all in your family, the family of humanity. There you will start seeing the light within them, because you see the light within you. Seek it within yourself, and you shall see it everywhere. Seek the good in yourself, and you will see the good everywhere. Make your plan clear. Think and feel the accomplishment of the reality of your plan. Think and feel it, take possession of it. This feeling and this consciousness within you is your bridge, your antaka run, your bridge of life to your higher reality. Last week we told you of this bridge of life, this rainbow bridge that you can meditate upon to take you from your outer to your inner awareness. And at the end of the program today, again we will lead you through this rainbow bridge of life, taking you from your outer awareness and centering you in consciousness within. When you wish the prosperity to flow in your life and wealth, health, and happiness and the abundance of all good things, heaven on earth, right here and now, you must take dominion over your plan, over your goal. What is this dominion? Well, in the Bible, in the very first book of Genesis, it was said that God brought the animals to Moses, or to Adam, that he may name them, that he may have dominion over them. To name something is to know the nature of it. And to know the nature of it is to have dominion over it. Know the nature of this plan, this goal that you are bringing into manifestation. Make it worthwhile. Don't give it anything that does not have a purpose. Be very specific in your considering of this plan. Keep a clear understanding in your mind and realize that you can conceive anything that anyone else has done upon the planet. Once you claim your sonship, your daughtership with God, all the masters came to show us the patterns of consciousness that we must go through to obtain the reality that they obtain. If you wish to gain wisdom, you must attune to wisdom. You must tune to the wisdom in yourself, your own experienced knowledge. To gain love, you must flow that love through you, as you. To attune to truth, you must be the truth, never falling to exaggeration, never falling to the awareness of illusion, but seeing reality, the things as they are. Taking this dominion in consciousness over your love, truth, and wisdom and the flow of it, your plan and goals in life is the reality of the power of God in you. Realize God is you as you. You are an individual conscious manifestation of God. The creative powers of the universe, a thinking, emotional, impulsating cell of universal consciousness, experiencing here the third dimension. Through positive and feeling and imagination and ideas, be a positive being in all your phases of life. And this positive awareness will flow through you the abundance of all good things that God and the Masters have promised to His children will be a tangible, realizable reality in your life today. How long does it take? It's up to you. How long does it take? It's up to you. It can take 30 seconds. 30 years or 30 lifetimes. You have the free will choice and being You are the creator of your universe. Everything you have about you has come through you, your consciousness. All many times we say that others do things to us, but it is only because we've let this happen. We let this happen through our ignorance, through our non-acceptance of our glorious, beautiful self as the light of God, the sons and daughters of God. We let this awareness distort our inner consciousness. Oh, free yourself from this lower state of being and ascend into this higher reality of at oneness. Take dominion. Dominion over your life. You are always and always have been and always will be the master living there. The master within your own being. Oh, if you've been able to bring anything about in your life, that is the power. You only need to increase that power. How many times have you wished, thought over again for something to come in your life? A car, a house, a shirt. Simple things, complex things. And soon there they were a reality in your life. You had taken dominion. You had accepted. Your ability to success is in ratio to your capacity to accept. Therefore, one must enlarge their capacities. Acceptance is most important. And acceptance of yourself is most important. You are a beautiful being. Realize this. You are the perfect end result of all your accumulated experiences of the past. You're the perfect end result of everything you've done. If you want to know where you're at, look about you. That's where you're at. You're right there. You're not in the past. You're not in the future. You're right here, right now. Right where you are, and all that is about you is your creation. And that acceptance of that creation is so important to you. The creation of your own beingness. Acceptance of yourself. Many of us fall to poor self-image, and we don't believe in ourselves. We must believe in ourselves, have confidence that we are perfection now, not at some future date. Claim it now. At first, we may have to pretend this prosperity, this perfection in life. But soon, what started as a pretense becomes a reality in our life as they become the dominating thoughts and feelings. Believe in yourself. Always hold this belief and acceptance for yourself. And let go and let God. Let go and let God give to you the reality of your daughtership, your sonship, your at oneness, your firm reality of consciousness. All creative powers of the universe, the great and holy spirit in all of its manifestations, seeks to fulfill your dreams, your desires. The basic law of life, desire fulfills itself, has always been brought to you by these great ascended masters of light. Oh, bless them and keep their radiation forever flowing to humanity. Let that radiation of those beautiful ascended beings fill your life. Attend your churches. Attend your truth schools, your schools of consciousness, and expand to the higher spiritual reality of yourself. As the mystic, unfold yourself, unfold that inner self, and look through the eyes of God. For God is all you see and all you don't see, all that is, was, and always will be, manifested, unmanifested, seen and unseen. the Mother, Father, God, the Christ, the Great and Holy Spirit in Trinity. As you bring this creative power of the prosperity thinking in your life, this is your possibility thinking as well. Know that everything that comes in front of you is the possibilities for your success in your ultimate reality, your goals and your plans in life. Everything is set there in front of you as a possibility, an opportunity for you as sons and daughters of God to reach this reality, this at oneness with God, to feel it constantly, daily, the presence touching you. You can invoke this presence by crossing upon this rainbow bridge of life. The rainbow bridge is very simple. It's red and orange, yellow, green, blue, violet. Then a combination of the three basic rays of red and blue and yellow gives us indigo. And as we transcend, we move into the gold of our own master consciousness, the ability to tap universal beingness and mind, to realize our universal oneness with all things, our wisdom, our all-knowingness, all beingness are at oneness. And then we ascend beyond this mastery into the universal Christ, the cosmic Christ that penetrates all dimensions of awareness, that is touching you on all of your dimensions at this very moment, that is in all things, and through the great and Holy Spirit in this Christ, the heart of this cosmic beingness that permeates our universe and our whole systems of worlds, this great nebula we move in as we ascend on that great and Holy Spirit. We realize our God self, our self as God experiencing himself. In the beginning, all things were one. That oneness is still here. Now, it is reality in your life. This is the work that astrophysics has come to bring into the consciousness of the masses. Tonight, I'll be on Public Access Channel 11, giving more about the Rainbow Bridge. And next week, right here at the same time on Candy Radio, we'll be giving you more of this higher reality and inner awareness. Tell your friends to listen in. Write us and tell us what you think of our program. At the end of the program, I will be giving you a telephone number and an address so you can get a pencil and paper and write it down. Power of awareness, of realizing our ultimate reality, of letting the prosperity of all good things flow in our life, can be yours. Can be yours by seeking the deeper, esoteric meaning of your Christianity, Buddhism, Lamaism, Tibetanism, whatever state of consciousness you are finding your reality in. Go fully into it, deep into it, deep into the reality of it. Give yourself completely to it. Surrender to it with your heart, your soul, your spirit. You must live it. You must be it to have it a reality in your life. To have the prosperity of love. Give love to all things. To have the prosperity of truth, give truth to all things. If you want the prosperity of health, wealth, and happiness, give it to others by sending your good thoughts and good feelings, seeing the upliftment of all of humanity. Now I want you to find a comfortable position and just sit back for a moment as we take you across this bridge of light. Just relax now and let us visualize this rainbow bridge. Feel flowing around you and in and through you a rose red, the rose red of love. Oh, feel it in every cell of your body and your emotions and your mind. Feel this rose red feeling your being. And now as we go inwards in consciousness, let's visualize now fire orange. This fire orange is a healing ray of light. It heals your emotional and physical body. Feel it moving through you now and healing you, uplifting you in the name of Christ, the ideal creation of your beingness. And now a sunshine yellow. All the power of your intellectual mind comes to you as you visualize this sunshine yellow, the dispeller of evil. Flow it through you, uplift you in this consciousness and awareness. And now green, emerald green. Oh, what a beautiful poise and balance enters our life. Our intuitive awareness is uplifted as we visualize this emerald green. Feel the poise, the balance entering in. And now feel us moving further in consciousness, inwards, leaving go of the outer reality and realizing our total individuality as we visualize sapphire blue. The sapphire blue flowing through us gives us the power of our abstract mind, our mind of ideas, our creative potentials. The art flow from this ray of blue. Poetry, music and rhythm and vibration, the ability to write, the inner peace flowing in this blue. Feel it all around you, in you and through you as it lightens to a beautiful light blue of a summer day sky. And now feel yourself going inwards and upwards towards God as you blaze a violet fire of the ultraviolet ray in you. This ray of light takes and reconditions all of your discoordinated thoughts and emotions. Blaze, violet fire, blaze. Blaze, violet fire, blaze. Blaze, violet fire, blaze in and about these children of light and free them. Free them from their erroneous thoughts and emotions. Help them to ascend unto the Father and their oneness. Now we move upwards into our body of unity, our oneness, as we visualize a deep purple, the indigo of a midnight sky. This deep purple is the ray of forgiveness. Oh, feel God's forgiveness come in you now as you visualize this beautiful deep purple ray in and about and through you of light. Call for it in your reality. Let the forgiveness flow in you, around you, as you visualize this beautiful ray of light. You become more the at oneness. reality of the forgiveness for all your sins, all your misgivings, and be renewed now as you ascend into the golden, translucent light. See that golden, translucent light all about you, in you and through you, and feel yourself expanding and accelerating into the white, the pure white light of Christ's beingness in his cosmic form, everywhere, in all things, on all dimensions. And relax. Children of the light with love, O love.
Thank you for being with us today.
And for those, our telephone number is 737-7068. And our address, for those that wish to write to us, is 733 Punakai Street. That's 733 Punakai Street, Honolulu, Hawaii. And our telephone number, once again, is 737-7068. Blessings of light from the Brotherhood of Light.
You are in tune to KNDI in Honolulu. We're the station with something for everyone. So whether your interests lie in music, religious programming, entertainment, or in public affairs, stay tuned to KNDI 1270 on your dial. If you're a business person who travels by car, your best friend is your map. By booking your trip in advance, you save time that can be used to schedule appointments. You'll also save gasoline. Important to your personal economy and the economy of the country. Here's another fuel saver. Call ahead for a room and avoid a lengthy search for vacancy time. If your plans change, call ahead and cancel your reservation. You'll be opening up a room for another